What's this first week been like without having JPP there and maybe figuring out how to replace him and maybe how much of a void he leaves?
Well, JPP is a very explosive player, and, you know, he's the type of player that, especially, you know, when you get to pass rush situations, you know, he can make stuff happen, you know, at the, you know, the snap of a finger. And, you know, it's got to be, you know, a group adjustment to, you know, everybody's got to improve. Everybody's got to do their best, you know, to hold it down, you know, until he gets back.
You have a lot of young defensive tackles. What have you seen from some of those guys so far? What do you sort of, you know, try and, you know, stress to them as sort of like the veteran of the group?
You know, just continue to improve. You know, you got to continue to improve, stay hungry and want to improve. And the group has done that so far. You know, everybody, you know, Kuhn has made huge strides and, you know, he's gotten a heck of a lot better. You know, he's playing, you know, really stout inside. He's already, you know, he's strong to begin with and he's been playing really well. You know, his movement's been a lot better. You know, Jay, he's been working hard to improve and, you know, get better inside. And that's something that we've just got to keep doing. You know, we can't get satisfied. We can't feel like, you know, oh, we've gotten better. We're doing better. You know, we've got to keep improving no matter what.
Colin, one of the big factors coming into this year is you guys want to improve your rush defense. In a training camp that is so light on hitting, I mean, you had a couple of padded practices, but then you'll have Cincinnati. How hard is it to do that as a defense?
You know, it's tougher, but, you know, you have to focus more on technique than anything. That's got to be, you know, the foundation of it. You can't get relaxed because, you know, you don't have many opportunities anymore. And I think going to Cincinnati, you know, is going to be huge for us because, you know, not only is it going to give us more opportunities, but it's going to give us opportunities against another team, you know, another look. You know, they're going to want to prove themselves against us. And, you know, at the same time, we're going to want to prove ourselves and get better against them. So, you know, I think the intensity level will be a lot higher and, you know, imitate more of a game-like atmosphere.
John Beeson was saying yesterday that he almost misses the old days when there was more hitting, you know, the way training camp used to be. I mean, you were in those training camps. Do you miss it?
A little bit. You know, you come out now when, you know you're – your opportunities are very limited, you know, and especially if you have a bad play or a bad rep, you know, you really don't get, you know, much chances to repeat that or to do it again or go over it. So, you know, you really got to be on yourself to try to, you know, perfect everything the first time you do it. And, you know, you just, there's not much room for mistakes anymore.
Is it somewhat of a trade-off, though, that it's easier on your body now?
It's hard to say, you know, it would be nice to have a little mix, you know, in between it, but, you know, you definitely take care of your bodies more now, you know, back in the days, you know, it used to get pretty brutal. So, you know, you're not complaining, you know, about what it is, but at the same time, you know, you just want to make sure that you're ready going into the season.